Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Georgia,
and it was just good to see them and to spend time with them. And then on Tuesday, we're going to my eldest brother's home for Christmas dinner. That was the one that a few weeks back, had a blood clot go through his lungs, and he's doing better, a whole lot better now. And we're going to go over to his house for Christmas dinner this year. So, you know, it's a lot of family and friends, a lot of people getting together, you know, touching base with people through Christmas cards, through social media. It's just that time of year where people, you know, take the time out to get together or reach out to people that they haven't reached out to, you know, over the year. And it's just a great time of year if you have somebody to talk to, someone you can share your love with, share a gift with, you know, it's the time of giving. And it's good to be able to do those things. I think sometimes we take it for granted. But then in the same token, you know, those people who have lost people who they were used to doing that with, they have to deal with that loss. They have to deal with that void there. And just trying to talk to folks tonight who are possibly lost that loved one, just kind of see, you know, down through the years, whether it's this year or, you know, several years gone by since that person is no longer with them during the holidays. Just try to see how they're dealing with it, how they're coping with it, how they are trying to make it through as, you know, the holidays, the birthdays, the family gatherings come along, to see how they deal with it without that loved one being there. And so if you want to be a part of the conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be glad to have you as part of the conversation. And again, once you call that number, if you push 1, that will get you into the queue, and we will know that you are desiring to be a part of the conversation. So again, that number is 347-324-5569. We're talking about loss of loved ones, but we're remembering them during the holidays. You know, it's something to remember somebody, and that memory many times is what we have to help us get through. And so, you know, precious memories are priceless. You can give gifts and you spend a lot of money on a lot of material things, but the precious memories of those who have been a part of our lives for so many years, just the thoughts of, you know, the Christmas past, the holidays past, New Year's past, you know, just the fellowship and the times, you know, we spent together or you spent together with that person. Those memories are the things that I believe help you to maintain, to help you deal with the loneliness, to help you deal with, you know, missing that person, wanting that person to be there, but knowing that that person is no longer with us. We have the memories to hold on to. And, you know, we thank God that those memories can't be so easily erased. But when we reflect on them, they can bring us joy and they can bring us fond memories of the times that we spent together, the times that we laughed, the times that we cried and shared together with that person. And, you know, that's why it's important for us, to, you know, while we have loved ones who are yet alive, that we continue to, you know, treat each other with love and care and compassion and cherish the memories that we create and make on a daily basis, because too many times things happen unexpectedly, and the people that we love and fellowship with on a regular basis are no longer with us. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And we'll be glad to get you in a part of the conversation. Again, always push 1. And we'll get you right in. We're going to try to call a young lady, a minister at our church, Minister Elaine Mitchell Sykes, and see if she can be a resource and share with us some of the things that she does. She's been a widower going on a couple years now, and just trying to see a widow. She's been a widow for, we'll find out if we can get in touch with her about how long and what she's been doing to help her to get through these holidays dealing with the loss of loved ones. So we're going to try to give her a call now and see if she can help us out.
Hello.
Hello, Minister Sykes.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is Pastor C on the Pastor Z radio broadcast. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. First of all, I'd just like to thank you for taking the time out to be a part of our broadcast tonight.
You're welcome.
And what we're talking about tonight, Minister Sykes, is you know, dealing with the holidays when you've experienced the loss of a loved one. And we'll share with the audience that you have been a widow for a number of years, and we're just trying to see some of the things that during this time of year that you go through. And, you know, with going through, how do you deal with that loss of a loved one, but remembering that loved one during this time of year?
Mm-hmm. Well, the pain never completely goes away,
mm-hmm.
but it does become more manageable over a mm-hmm. period of time. You just have to learn how to adapt to life without your loved one being here.
Mm-hmm.
There are days when they are very difficult for me,
mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I will run into people that it looks like they look just like my husband, but I know it's not him.
My goodness.
And then it brings those memories all back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel lonely. I feel empty. I feel sometimes as if nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
And the first several years are the most difficult ones that have been for me. I can't say for anyone else, but for me, the most difficult years were the first several years.
Mm-hmm.
But as the time has gone by, the holidays, they just seem to me, lack having a meaning that they once had when he was here.
Okay.
And that's the fleshly side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we live in the flesh. And so that's the fleshly side of me that feels that way. So what I try to do is I never take vacation. Usually a lot of people take vacation during Christmas. I've never
right.
taken vacation during Christmas. I always try to distract myself from the painful feelings
right.
that I have of missing him. So I throw myself into as much work as I possibly can, and
mm-hmm.
I try to stay very busy, and I try not to think of it.
Right.
So how
long were you married?
About 23 years.
23 years to Brother Johnny?
Yes.
Brother Deacon Johnny?
Yes.
And with those 23 years, I'm sure you all had some fond memories and fond Christmases together, holidays.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And how long has Brother Johnny been gone?
7 years today.
7 years today. Wow. And that makes it even tougher. You would think that, you know, the time right before Christmas, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that makes it even a little more difficult, doesn't it?
It's very painful, but you learn how to deal with it. You learn how to cope with it, and when you have family and friends around,
mm-hmm.
and you have your church family. It makes it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. So I know from your union with your husband, you had a daughter, Erica. How as a mom, how do you help her to deal with this time of year without her father and your husband?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, she had a complete meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was missing her father.
Wow.
So what I try to do is I try to, you know, we just try to remember the fond memories that we had when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
We try to think of something silly that he would say, you know, to bring a little humor to the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of times we just think back on the good memories that we had when we were together as a family.
Yeah, I remember I've known you and your husband for I guess over 20 years, and I remember those fond memories myself, especially working
mm-hmm.
with him as a deacon when I was a youth minister, and
right.
just the funny things that he would say was you know, those are the times that you cherish.
Absolutely, and those are the times that you never really forget. Those are memorable occasions.
And I used to laugh and tease him because you were hesitant to get your driver's license. He used to always have a joke or something about why he had to do something to go pick you up, to go take you somewhere.
Right, absolutely, yes. Yes, and to this day, I still don't have my license. Right. You're absolutely right.
That was like an ongoing...
all the time.
That was like an ongoing conversation and joke that he would have, and I used to just laugh.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, and he would also call me the Colonel. He used to call me the Colonel. Yes. You can hear through walls. I don't see how you can hear through walls, but you can. Yeah.
Yeah, that's special. And, you know, he was just a special person around the church, you know, all the time. Very committed, very faithful, very serious about his relationship with God. And,
yes.
You know, you miss those things about people, just seeing them, you know, seeing them around. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's why you have to love them and cherish them while they are yet with you on this side.
Yeah, tell me about that. Just that point that you just pointed out. When you have that reality of the person is no longer with you. What does that do to you as far as with the rest of your relationship? Does that want to make you enhance those rest of those relationships or try to improve or bring it, you know, your other relationships into a different perspective when you lose someone?
Oh, absolutely. You want to make sure that your relationship with others is a firm and stable relationship. You want to make sure that you show more love, more compassion, more concern, and be more caring toward others.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest thing that you try to do now that you're a widow to enhance your relationship with others? What do you make it a conscious effort? What do you do?
I make it a conscious effort because I grew up in a household where my mom was not an affectionate person. I knew that my mother loved me, but
mm-hmm.
my mother was not an affectionate person where she would say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make it a conscious effort
mm-hmm.
to let my loved ones know that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I talk to my aunt before I get off the phone, I always
mm-hmm.
say, Auntie, I love you.
Yeah,
I try to make it a conscious effort to do that.
Yeah, that's so important because, you know, I was sharing with our listeners before we got you on the air, is that no one ever knows the time or how much time we have not to spend with our loved ones. And
that's
so
right.
We should take advantage of every opportunity to fellowship, to share, to love on one another, because we just don't know.
You really don't. You just really don't know. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And see, it's too late. Once it's too late, you can't say, I wish I could have, should have, could have, would have, should have. And it's just too late then.
My goodness. My goodness.
So you have to take advantage of it while they are yet within your presence and
mm-hmm.
while they are yet with you.
Uh-huh. So as far as, you know, the spiritual side, I know we talked about the physical side, the spiritual side of the Bible talks about how we don't mourn like those who have no hope. Can you, I don't know myself, can you imagine that if you didn't have the hope of possibly knowing that you can see your loved one again, how difficult would that be?
Oh boy, I can only imagine that would be very difficult if I didn't have any hope at all. I mean, that's really unimaginable, because when you really think about it, having no hope,
mm-hmm.
that's just like having no life.
My goodness. My goodness. And so what, one of the things that I counsel with people during time of bereavement, during the time of loss of loved ones, is to remember the good times,
mm-hmm.
but also if that person has died in the Lord, to look forward to seeing them again.
That's right, a reunion, right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
And to me, that helps, you know, the folks to deal with the pain, helps to deal with the loss in the spiritual realm. And you know, I tell people that we're human and we live in the flesh, and we're not superhuman robots where we don't feel, we don't grieve, we don't miss. We have emotions, we have feelings, and you know, even as Christians, even as people who believe that we will see our loved ones again, that doesn't negate the fact that we're still human and we still hurt and we still miss people and we still have feelings and we still have to go through. And I tell people that everybody grieves differently, and that it's okay to grieve. And people have to learn how to grieve, you know, the way they do.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. No one grieves the same. But you know, I've learned that you have to press your way through. And the only way you can press your way through is you have to press your way through with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because with God, all things are possible. And he told us in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
No.
And I trust God wholeheartedly.
Amen. Amen. And you know, like you were saying about, you know, finding things when you find in times where you might feel low or you might feel yourself slipping, you know, backwards. And some
mm-hmm.
people even slip into depression this time of year.
I've done that before. Mm-hmm.
Where you've learned to, you know, place things in your day-to-day activities that will help you make it through those spots.
That's right.
You have to learn yourself, you know, the things that help you make it through those spots. And that's not to say, like Miss Erica, you know, you'll have a moment where you'll have a meltdown, where you'll break down.
Right.
But some kind of way, through the help of loved ones and friends and family, and the help of God, you're able to bounce back. But it's still tough when you go through it, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It's very difficult. Very difficult. There's nothing easy about going through this, no. I don't care how spiritual people think they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what title you have on your name. It is very difficult.
And you know, a lot of times, you know, the way our loved ones die, whether it be sickness or whether it be some other type of tragedy, it always is something where you have to just let it go, because sometimes you have a tendency to get angry with God, and I found that, you know, people that I counsel, whether it's through an illness, a short illness, a long illness, a tragedy like the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, people have a tendency to get angry or blame God. Have you experienced that?
No, I didn't get angry with God when my husband died. Actually, God prepared. He prepared me for that. I knew that it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. And so God prepared me for that. But even in him preparing me for that, it still hurt.
Yeah. And can you see why other people would be angry or want to blame God?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I could see why they would want to blame God. Yes, I do.
And all of those emotions that come flooding through, and all of the thoughts, it's good to be able to have someone just to talk to. And I found a lot of times, you know, just being there to listen is a lot of times the best thing. To be with someone, not to say a whole lot, but just to be there to listen, and just your presence as someone to listen, to be there. I found that has been beneficial in ministry down through the years.
You're absolutely right. Someone just to have a listening ear, it helps a whole lot. It really does. Let you get off of your chest what you have on your chest, and let someone else listen to it, and it makes you feel a whole lot better because it's like a release to you. You're releasing how you feel on the inside.
Right. And like I said, nobody knows the circumstance that people go through, but I think everyone could just be a listener. I never try to put myself in a position where I say, I know what you're going through. Because
right.
I can know what you're going through, because that's personal with you. And
that's
so
right.
what I share with people is that I can listen, and I can pray, and I can be there. But, you know, there's no way that I can say, you know, I know what you're going through. Even
that's
if
right.
I've lost the level of myself, it's still
that's
not
right.
on the level of, you know, what someone deals with it personally.
That's right. That's right, because each one of us deal with it differently.
So let me change gear a little bit here. On a lighter note, when you become a widow, and you know now you're no longer married, how long does it take you? I guess some people get there, some don't get there, where you think you're ready to start possibly, you know, talking to somebody again.
Dating again?
Yeah. I don't know what you want to
call it. I'm going to call it dating, okay?
Okay.
Well, for me, I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
It's been 7 years now. I'm ready to start dating again. But I'm a little bit nervous because I've been out of the dating business for so long.
Right.
I mean, after all, I was married to my husband for 23 years, so And then, two, now, you have to be very selective in who you date.
Right.
So I'm a little bit nervous about that, but I'm ready now to go to date again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to just take my time, and I've already prayed about it. You know, I prayed about it to God. And
right.
so I'm going to let God do what, you know, he feels is best for me as
mm-hmm.
far as that goes. But I'm, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready. I'm
okay.
ready now.
So what was that process like? Was there a thing of, well, I still feel obligated even though my husband's not around, or I'm just I can't, you know, get that out of my mind? What was that process like?
I felt obligated, yes. I still felt obligated to him even though he's no longer with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did feel a sense of obligation to him. But I do truly feel in my heart that he would want me to go on with
okay.
my life.
Okay. And just that whole process of getting to that point, does that help? Do you think that would help as far as getting over the loss, or do you think that would be something that when God does allow you to do that, do you think that that's something that, I guess it would be a new phase in your life to be able to say, yes, I was married, but now I'm ready to move on to you know, seeing someone else or dating someone else, and breaking away from, you know, that first marriage to starting something new. I guess that's a new phase in your life. How do you see that, you know, unfolding for you?
Well, it would be a new phase in my life. I will never, ever, ever forget my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He will always have a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's time for me to move on, and it's time for me for Elaine to be happy.
Right, right. So in that, you know, with the memories and all of that, I just wonder, and I'm just being silly right now, if you go out on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a good time and laughing, and
mm-hmm.
and the person's name is Bob, and instead of calling the person Bob,
I call him Johnny. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
I figured that's where you're going. I would hope that I would not have a slip of the tongue like that. But if it happened, you know, I would just have to let him know that my husband's name was Johnny, and,
right.
you know, I was sorry for, you know, calling him that. Like, that's all,
right.
you know.
Nah, I was just being silly and messing with you, because I know that a merry heart does good like a medicine, and
yes.
you know, we can talk, and we can, you know, really start going into a tone of you know, just a boom and doom, but
mm-hmm.
you know, there is life after loved one passing. We have the fond memories, and we can get back to some sense of normalcy, like you said, something of dating, something of
yeah.
possibly having new children. Those who have lost small children, they can possibly have new children.
That's right.
There, you know, God makes a way for us to get back to a sense of normalcy, or you know, even to restore us in things that were lost, of replenishing them. But like
That's
you
right.
said, you have to learn to trust God. And when you do
That's
that,
right.
I believe that, you know, like you said, there'll be a special place for that person. But that
mm-hmm.
doesn't shut you down where you can't develop other special relationships.
That's right. Absolutely. That is so true. Absolutely. Because I still have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women, they shut down and they have low self-esteem. But mm-hmm. I still have a lot to offer someone. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of love to give. But the right man
mm-hmm.
is going to have to be the person that I share that love with.
Right, right. And so, you know, I'm going to be a little silly again.
Mm-hmm, I know. Go ahead, Beth.
So, you know, when you first started dating with your former husband, how do you get back out there? I don't know how do you get back out there. What are some of the signs? I guess you take off the wedding band and you know, I guess the conversation that you have with people you meet are more inviting and not, you know, when you were married, you was like, no, I'm married, can't talk to you. What are some of the conversations now that you're a single woman? What are some of the signals that you would give out to people that you're ready for our new relationship?
Well, first of all, the wedding band was taken off the second year after my husband died.
Okay.
I took the wedding band off then, so there's no wedding band or anything on as far as that go.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just holding a friendly conversation, getting to know a person, and
mm-hmm.
getting to understand and feel what they're thinking. You know, you have to get a sense of what someone's thinking.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm just asking the question. You know, of being married and now you're back out there. I know you're cautious that you just don't want to jump into something real quick.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, absolutely not. Uh-uh. Can't do that.
But at the same time, like you said, you have a lot to offer. And
I do.
And, you know, that will come forward, I guess, in the relationships that you start to develop or, you know, start mm-hmm. to happening over a period of time.
Right, absolutely. Like I always tell my young people, you start out as friends first.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get to know a person. And then the relationship can evolve from that mm-hmm. point.
Right. It's interesting. It's amazing how, you know, God will allow us to go through certain things and get to certain places in our lives. And I think, you know, with that advent of, you know, just even talking to having friends that
mm-hmm.
that begin to would get us to a point where it will start helping even with the loss of a loved one, that you're able to move on, that you're
oh,
able
absolutely.
To continue a life and a fruitful life. And just
right.
be thankful for the time that you had with that person. And
that's
and
right.
A lot of times that comes with time if you
mm-hmm.
can move on and still enjoy life and just remember the good times. And then, you know, once you remember the good times, just be thankful for the time, you know, that you were able to spend with that person, because that means a lot, just to know that, yes, it was the person is no longer here, but look at the years and the time that we were allowed to spend with that person.
That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
So,
and trust me, time waits on no one. It is steady going and moving.
I know that's right. So let me ask you, change gears a little bit here. You know, in light of the recent slayings or massacres in Newtown, Connecticut, what as far as a person has lost someone close to you, can you just kind of think about, you know, what it would be like to have a child just snatched from you like that? Is there a way or a word that you could share with our audience to try to help, you know, someone that's had a child at that such a young age just taken away?
You know, Pastor, I've never lost a child before. But I could imagine the heartache and the pain that they must be feeling. The only thing that I can encourage them with tonight is that they have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He would never let it go. And I know a lot of people say, well, I'm hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurting. I don't want to hear nothing about God. I'm
right.
hurting. God doesn't care that I'm hurting. Where was God in this situation? But
mm-hmm.
God was there all the time. And you just have to trust him and
mm-hmm.
know that he knows what you're going through.
Right. And a lot of times that's all you have to hold on to, whatever the
And that's
situation.
All. Mm. I can't even imagine. I really can't. I just don't know. I can't even tell you what frame of mind I might be in if that was one of my I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I do know that I do trust God with
mm-hmm.
my life. I do know that. And so by me trusting God the way that I trust God, I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
sure that I will be able to move, get through it. But it
mm-hmm.
will be a very difficult situation.
Right. Yeah, I just pray that we as a country, as a nation, don't allow that struggle that we have and feeling to just kind of pass off as the weeks and months go on.
Go by. Mm-hmm.
But we would just continue to have conversations, you know, and sprinkle it in with all of our conversations. I know we're talking about, you know, loved ones who are lost but are remembered during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But just continue to remind each other about this senseless killing of these 20 little children. I mean, little children who were innocent and shot multiple times. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do whatever we can to just continue to keep it on the front burner. And we're challenging everyone to keep it on the front burner because this type of pain will not easily go away. And
oh, no.
You know, all of our leaders and officials, we need to keep them mindful because sometimes they'll move on to something else. But we need to
mm-hmm.
keep this on their front door, on their front desk, on their PDAs, on their cell phones. We need to keep it out there. And during the time of year that we celebrate the holidays, to let them know, you know, yes, our loved ones are gone, but we still remember, and we still remember what happened to them, and call a people in a nation to action, so that the memory of those folks won't ever fade, and what
That's
they
right.
had to go through won't ever fade, and
That's
you
right.
know. I just believe that, you know, when we lose loved ones, you know, whether it was tragedy, whether it's a sickness, whether it's, you know, sudden or long term, that we who remain have the obligation to make sure that memory is never forgotten.
That's right. That's right.
And doing that, I think we can make a change in people's lives. We can you know, state the positive of what people's lives were. You know, even with, you know, what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to go through, we just want to continue to, you know, let people know that he's not here with us physically anymore. But to continue to promote the memory of the time when he was here and to reminisce through the power of the Holy Spirit of his presence that is here with
mm-hmm.
us now. And
That's right.
you know, those are the things that I believe all humans need to hold on to. Hold on to the memories, hold on to the thoughts, hold on to the things that are going to be helpful and mindful to help us get through difficult situations. I don't have the words. I don't have the laws. I don't have all the answers. But what I can do is to continue to keep this thing fresh and to continue to keep it alive.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, Ms. Minister Sykes, we thank you again for just sharing with us. I know, going back and bringing back those memories, I know it's not easy, but I believe that through you sharing tonight that you have become a resource to some of our listeners and have given them the strength, the encouragement to be able to go on to the next day. And, I find that if you can make it through one day, my goodness, God will allow you to make it through another. And if you take it day by day, I think that all of us can begin to get stronger and wiser and better.
Well, God bless you, Pastor, for having me.
Anything
and God bless your
thing?
Audience.
Anything else you'd like to share with us before we let you go?
No, that's it, Pastor.
All right. Well, you have a great evening. And if I don't,
you do likewise.
For Christmas Day before Tuesday, you have a Merry, Merry Christmas. So, Erica, I said, hey, I love her. I'll tell
I will.
That me and I love him too. And
I
you
will.
Have a great holiday.
All right, Pastor. You do likewise.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you too.
Love you. Thank
you. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
And that was Minister Elaine Sykes, Elaine Mitchell Sykes from the Heart of God Baptist Church, widow for 7 years. And she was part of our conversation, our interview tonight, that we were talking to her about loved ones that are lost but are remembered during the holidays. And she was gracious enough to open up and share. What was just real in her life from the time her husband passed to the time now where she's ready for another phase in her life, possibly start dating again and having a lot to give. And that's one of the things that, with people who have lost loved ones, that you have at some point to move forward. You have a lot to give. You have a lot of wisdom and knowledge that you receive from the person who has passed on, whether they're young, whether they're old, and a lot to share and a lot to give and a lot of memories. So with the help of God and trusting God, she's been able to do that, and she's given us some hope and encouragement that it can be done. And we're thankful for that conversation that we had with her this evening. And again, if you want to be a part of the conversation tonight, you can call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and we'll be glad to get you in. Just push 1, and we'll get you in the queue and be glad to have you part of our conversation. And if you want to contact us through some other social media, you can tweet us at PACDC316. That's PACDC. 316. Also, at Facebook, Pastors Aid, it's PASTORSAID, and we'll just be glad to connect with you. And again, tonight we are trying to connect you with resources for the wellness of our community by talking with someone who's remembered a loved one who's lost, who's passed on. During the holidays, it's just real, that there's going to come a time where there's going to be people that we love, that we care for, that are no longer going to be with us. And there's always going to be that first or second holiday season where they're not around, and we just have to deal with it. And many times just having people to talk and someone to listen to makes a difference and helps us to get through these difficult times. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you. Have you ever loved someone? love somebody, somebody like you. Somebody like you. Yeah. Oh. Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Somebody like you. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody like you.
Sykes said, you know, so eloquently that she still has a lot to give, a lot of love to give. a lot to share with someone, that right person. And, you know, his parents that may have lost loved ones or children, that, you know, there's other children that need that love that you have, whether you reproduce them on your own or adopt or mentor or counsel, whatever it is, you know, you can direct, you know, all of that you have to give, that love, that caring toward other children. And, you know, we all still have a lot to give, and, you know, that's what has to happen in order for us to move forward, in order for us to deal day by day with those tragic times that happen, in those times of illness and times of loss of loved ones, that we would all realize that we have to move forward, and we have to channel that energy, channel that stuff, positive thing, so that we can continue to feel like we're a part, or play an important role. We all have a purpose, and we all have a role to play. So cherish those memories. Don't let anyone take those memories away during the holiday season. Look on them as fond memories. I believe we have an obligation to keep those memories going, to talk about them, to share the things that people who are in our lives did, you know, the positive things, some of the challenges they may have had, and some of the positive things that they have, and some of the memories that they have left us with will be constant reminders of when we continue to remember and talk about them, even if they're no longer here with us physically. So, you know, we believe, and we've seen the movement of God to help people during this time of year. Again, everyone grieves differently. Everyone goes through differently. Everyone has their own time frame. But with the help of God, that we can all make it through. We can assist those people that are going through. And with those memories during the holidays, when they come up, as Minister Sykes was saying, they get a little bit easier. You know, they still hurt, they still pain, they still loneliness, but they get a little bit easier. And, you know, that's what we all can ask for. I mean, that's pretty much all we can ask for, is to help it to get a little bit easier day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, to the point where we're able to deal with it a little bit better as time goes on. So if you know someone that has experienced the loss of a loved one recently, or, you know, might be longer than recently, we just ask that you, and we challenge you to just give that person a call, give them a text message, an email, a hug, a smile, or, you know, just something to help them along the way. And I'm sure it would be greatly appreciated. And it'll probably be what that person needs, and it'll probably be right on time when you give it to them. So just be mindful, be purposeful in doing those things. We call them random acts of kindness. Make sure we continue to practice those random acts of kindness, where we are looking out for those who might be a little less joyous, a little less fortunate than us, and learning how to recognize those moments and those situations in our lives where we can make the difference, where we can be the catalyst to promote that wellness in that person who has lost a loved one, and help them to remember them and remember the good times during the holiday season. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Definitely encourage everyone to spend some time with someone you love, and just enjoy that time. Let them know you love them, and that you appreciate them, that you care for them, because we never know when it's going to be the next time that we'll be able to be or spend time with that person again. And so again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and yours, and we pray that God would continue to bless you, that you would have fond memories of those who may have been lost, or no longer with us, by remembering those things that you experienced and shared with them while they were here. All right. that's going to do it for us tonight. And prayerfully, we'll see you again or talk to you again on Friday night. God bless. And now that you have the resource, we want you to get connected. Good night.